Thank you for downloading from Digital Mindfulness. This is episode 56. Hello and welcome to the show. My guest this week is Professor Yesha Sivan. Yesha is the Executive Director of the Koller Institute of Venture at Tel Aviv University. And he's also a visiting professor of innovation and venture at the Hong Kong Polytechnic University. Yesha's professional experience includes developing and deploying innovative solutions for corporate, high-tech and government environments. In the show, we talk about how mindfulness can be applied to our digital world, particularly in the workplace. I hope you enjoy this fascinating talk with Yesha Sivan. So, Yesha Sivan, welcome to Digital Mindfulness, and thank you so much for coming onto the show. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you very much, Lawrence. Great to be here and physically be here with you. That's great.
Fabulous. So I'm wondering if you can give the audience a little bit more of a sense about you professionally, and particularly how you can connect these three amazing concepts of working in mindfulness, innovation and digital, because I think everyone would be really interested to know about how all three of these can work together.
Excellent. So, excellent question. Let's start from the first concept, innovation. I think innovation today is really the key for the modern economy. If you look around and you see what is happening now to organizations, and when I say organizations, I mean for-profit, not-for-profit, government, etc., it's all about innovation. If you want to create meaning in the world today, in this evolving, you have to innovate. So that's the first big concept. The second concept is what I call the digital or the digital force. And a key factor to innovation today is the digital force. In many of the innovations that we see around us, we see the digital as a critical part to it. The digital, as it is a force. It creates opportunities for us, but it can also create problems for us. How do you, as an organization, as an individual, navigate your life and your strategy in this changing world, in this innovation world that is being attacked by the digital force? One of the answers, in my mind, is indeed mindfulness. And I think that's the reason I'm here and why I love the Digital Mindfulness podcast so much. Thank you.
So I really want to dig down a little bit deeper into these different concepts and talk about how important they are and how they can be applied in the real world. How do they affect real people's lives?
So let's start with an example. And this example is going to demonstrate what I consider to be the three sort of defining characteristics of the world today, which is basically messy, fast, and global. So the example I want to give, we are here in London, and we see many of the old cabbies with a huge GET sign on them, G-E-T-T sign. And GET is a fascinating company, started in Israel, by the way, that wants to change the way we use taxis by simply allowing us to use our phones to get a taxi. That's a huge, huge change in the way we get the service. Much easier, much simpler to do it. Now, this particular example started from Israel, moved to London, now in New York. So you already see the globalization of things. You also see that it creates a lot of mess. And of course, immediately after GET started a couple of years ago, we have Uber started, which has completely changed the equation. Not even using the cabs, using people's car to do it. So the whole industry of transportation is changing in a very, very, very rapid way. add to that autonomous driving cars, etc. So you see the whole thing is changing. So what we specifically have here is a messy situation, a global situation. What is even more problematic is the speed in which changes are happening. To continue this example, there is now a new company in New York, which is called Via, which is even the next generation of car sharing. Essentially, this is a company that creates virtual buses. What does it mean? People ask to go from one place to another. The software collects 3 or 4 or 5 applications like that and builds up an on-the-fly route for the bus. Of course, the cost, instead of $20, becomes $2. An unbelievable change in the way we do things. And that's happening very quickly. So I think these three forces symbolize what is now happening to organization. We talk about fast, messy, and global.
So then I would imagine that this whole idea of fast, messy, and global also impacts upon the way people live their lives, not just on businesses.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So actually, let's talk about that a little bit more. How then does this whole world, this fast, messy, and global world, how does that really impact the lives of people?
Excellent. I think that, again, lives of people, children, students, adult, older people, are all in a tremendous change now. Those who are not aware of it are destined to find themselves at the outskirts of society, really. One needs to understand the change and then act upon it. Specifically, let's connect the digital force with the individual that we have here. We are all aware of Facebook and WhatsApp and WeChat, etc. And we're all aware of the enormous impact of this on our lives. It has positive impact because you can talk to people, you can share information, etc. But this has also negative impact as people start to think that their lives is what's happening in Facebook as opposed to what is their real lives, really. This new medium, which is sort of interactive, etc., changes the way we do things. We need to master it and not let it master us. A particular example, in my phone, I have all the beeps and clicks and this all turned off. Nothing is on. Not Skype, not WhatsApp, not nothing. Why? I want to be able to control when these things affect me. So I want to spend, 5 hours on it, fine. I want to spend 5 minutes on it every hour, fine. I do not want to be managed by that. So that's a very simple example. Another example to it is the way one uses email. I am using Gmail as my main client, but I invest a lot in basically doing all kinds of rules to channel the various emails into the right places. Because I don't want to open up my machine in the morning and find 200 emails. I want to find the 10 emails that are important to me. So I try very much to invest energy in managing the digital force that is affecting our lives. So I think that's a key factor in the modern society. You have to be aware to the digital force and you have to spend time to understand it and manage it to your own needs.
Is this one way then you would say that people can very quickly and easily practice mindfulness in this digital age?
I think that's definitely part of it. You need to be mindful to the effects of the particular medium of communication and the various modalities of that medium, and you have to change your behavior accordingly. And it's a complex matter. I always talk about the maturity of technology. When you had SMSs in the past, you used to use them, but now you use them less. Why? Because you have other alternatives. So there's kind of a cycle. There's a new technology, mature technology, and then the technology dies at the end. That management of that cycle is also takes energy. So in the past, you simply had the technology, you use it for 30 years, and that's it. Now you use it for 5 years, and you have spent the time 3 years to kill it. But that's life, because you have more and more technologies coming up all the time.
This is really interesting because we've spoken about this at length on previous shows, this whole idea of setting up your devices or your online services in such a way that they restrict the number of notifications or buzzes or beeps that come through and essentially make the whole device more mindful, right? That it actually tries to engage with you at an appropriate time for you or doesn't constantly cut up your attention. And it actually sounds like this is kind of what you're speaking about.
I think exactly like that, perhaps even more than that, not just on the interface side. But you know, to give you a very simple example, I have invested a lot of energy 4 years ago to actually deal with my address book, which is a huge problem. People have different address books. So I spent the time, read the material, read the manuals, consulted with myself, asked myself what's the best way to do it. And today I have essentially a one unified address book. If I meet somebody and I put their phone on my phone, it automatically goes to the same address book. If I meet somebody on email, if I on Skype and I get their name, I put it on the same. The whole thing becomes one thing. But it took me a little bit of time, say, you know, a whole day, to set it up in the right way, to fully understand what I need to do. That is the meaning of being mindful when it comes to your digital tools. You have to invest the energy to control them. You have to invest the energy to harness them to your own needs. And that takes time and takes understanding. It takes level of awareness to give you the value that you need from the technical tools.
Because, you know, not to labor this point, but I think it's really interesting that we're speaking about this, about making our devices and services more mindful by consciously going in and limiting or controlling the amount of notifications that come through, because there are a great many people that even I personally know who just use their devices or services as it comes out of the box and allow it to engage with them. But taking the time to do this is something that you would recommend to people.
I highly recommend that. And I also highly recommend doing from time to time sort of a survey of what you use and whether you actually need to do it, whether you continue to use it. Maybe you don't need it. Maybe you just, that's it. It ran its useful life and do it. I'll give you a an example from last week. I'm using Dropbox, but I'm also using Google Drive. Do I still need both? Maybe it's time to unify that. Simply raising that question is an important point. Maybe the answer is yes, keep both for now. And maybe in half a year, I will lose one of them. But that is part of the maintenance and part of the life cycle of dealing with technology in a mindful way.
Okay, so this is my penultimate question, and it's something I ask of all of my guests. And that is, in this age of hyperconnectivity and digital distraction, what are the most important human traits and how do we cultivate those?
I love this question. I waited for this question. Literally. So I have a very particular answer for this because I've thought about it a lot, and I'm really thankful for you raising that question with all your previous guests, so I have a clear understanding of this question. I would say that the number one trait is the ability to be mindful. Now, of course, this is not a fair answer, because what does it mean to be mindful? And this touches upon my definition of mindfulness. My definition of mindfulness, the ability to be open, the ability to focus, and the ability to decide and control if you want to be focused or open. That's it. That is mindfulness. And if you really understand that, you understand how to survive and thrive in the modern age. Because on one hand, you have to be open. As an individual or as an organization, it's the same thing. You have to be open. You have to see what's out there. You have to see what's going on, etc. Once you understand the outside, you have to focus. Because if you want to get results, you have to focus on one thing. You have to focus on achieving your goal, while still being open. And of course, the control mechanism of telling yourself when to be open and when to be focused, and whether you need now to be 70% open and 30% focused, or the other around, 90% focused, and simply kill all your distractions, kill all your phone, you don't want to listen to anybody because now we're doing the interview, for example, is the key thing. So I think this combination of three forces, openness, focus, and control, is the key to succeeding in the world today.
That's great. I really like that answer. But just to quickly delve a little bit deeper into that, what would you say to the audience are some of the benefits of practicing that, of being mindful in today's digital age?
I would say that as an individual, you enjoy three types of benefits. One, your day-to-day life is simpler and more efficient. Very simple. You're not distracted. You're able to focus. You know how to divert your energy from one place to another. So that's one place. A second place is when you have stressful or difficult situations. This is a common thing with mindfulness. We are all aware of it from MBSR and other treatments, other interventions. But when stress comes, you need to decide whether you need to be open or you need to be very focused at dealing with the stress. So I think being mindful is very helpful. It's known in the literature to help in stressful situations. But I think that's just 20% or maybe 30% of the value. The biggest value comes from basically capitalizing on opportunities, which goes back to our innovation discussion. I think the biggest thing, the biggest value of mindfulness is the ability to capture upon the value of innovation, of creativity, of new things that are coming up your way. It starts from being open to them. Just, you know, the world is attacking you with opportunities. If you don't pay attention, you will miss them. It's very simple. And secondly, once you've identified the opportunity, you're able to focus on it and capitalize on it and find your position within it. I think that's, if you ask me, where are the three points of value? It's in the day-to-day. It's in the stress situation, and it is in the capitalizing on opportunities.
So, Yesha, unfortunately, we've come to the end of the show. Where can people find out more about you and your work and connect with you?
Excellent question, and the answer is very simple. Just Google Prof. Yesha, Professor Yesha, and you will find it. I'm in. I have a blog. You can sign up to it. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm on WeChat. I'm sure you can track it. Easy, easy, easy. And of course, go to the Digital Mindfulness website where my podcast will be there. And from there, it will be the hub of knowledge. Thank you very much.